And the day of the third way. Rabbi Matisio Zubiga on Wednesday night. Erev Tanis Esther.
Purim is on Friday, so many shayles are going to come up or can happen in Purim. One of the shayles what happened, what might happen, is the person put on the music, the tape recorder, put on the tape recorder for his Geschmack Purim Suda, and it was very Geschmack and he had a lot of wine. And then all of a sudden he realizes it's very Shabbos, and my tape recorder is still on. What should I do? It's Shabbos, I can't turn off. Should I leave the tape recorder on? Should I call a guy? Is there anything wrong? Maybe I can just leave as is. That's what we want to just explain a bit. But, So it starts off with the Ramah. Ramah brings that in the olden days was the Rechaim. Rechaim where you... to make flour in the ground, seeds to make flowers, flour. And Moore says you're not allowed to leave it on Shabbos because it makes a lot of noise. And the Prima Gordon brings two pshatim. Oh, it's a zilzul of Shabbos, it's not nice for Shabbos. You've got this machine working, making a lot of noise. Everyone comes in and says, it's not Shabbos stick, it's a zilzul in Shabbos that this machine is working. And the second shot is that people come in and they see, hey, what's happening? And we can hear some noise, and they're realizing that his rechaim, his min is working, and they'll say, hey, probably he put it on Shabbos, and then I'm going to think that he's doing a melacha of teuchen, of grinding on Shabbos. Therefore, the Ramah says you have to make sure to turn off before Shabbos. The Ramah finishes off, anything which makes a noise really should be a problem. But he says that if you have a clock on the wall, which makes a noise, or every hour, well, different ways how it makes a noise, and it's mutter. Because everyone knows it's something you set before Shabbos. It's not something which is on for a short term. Usually you put it on and it goes for a few days. So even though it makes a noise, it's not zilzul in Shabbos because it's not a melacha. It's not something which is a melacha, and there's not chashash that people are going to think you put it on Shabbos, because everyone knows it's something which you do usually in advance. That's our core is of Hashmuas Koy. There's a famous Moshe Feinstein. What's the heter for alarm clock? Is there a heter? Are you allowed to have an alarm clock on? Are you allowed to set your alarm clock before Shabbos? He set your alarm clock before Shabbos, and then he goes on Shabbos morning. And there's Hashmas Koy, there's a noise over here. So Moshe is interesting, he's very machmir. Number one he says, even if you can't hear the outside, you could have said maybe that the chayim is something which you can hear from outside. Because the Ramah himself is talking about the clock. Probably even in olden days, there wasn't so much noise that you can hear the outside. So it seems to be that the fact that people inside the family can hear is already a problem. Mayor Moshe wants to say that the alarm clock is a problem. He says, alarm clock, that's what he's saying, is something you set before you go to bed. It's not something that you put on now for the next few days, like the Ramah's case. It's something every night before you go to sleep, you set your alarm clock for the next day. So even though the Ramah allows you to have a clock who makes the noise, that's only because the derech usually is that you set it once for the next couple of days. But here, the alarm clock every day, that's what he says, you set the alarm clock for the next morning. So if you put on the alarm clock in the morning, then everyone is going to say, hey, yesterday night, before he went to bed, he set his alarm clock. But he says, it's only a problem if you can hear from another room. If it's only inside your bedroom, and people outside your bedroom, the next room, not outside on the street, but the next room next to you, can't hear the alarm clock. You might not wake him up, but such an alarm clock you're allowed to use because only you're the only one who can hear. People are next door are not going to be able to hear. But he says, if it's a loud alarm clock, which usually the case is that people can hear from outside your bedroom, then the Moshe says, that's his psak, that you can't use them on Shabbos because you don't have the head of the Ramah.
Today, on my phone, my phone. but I can set it every morning.
You set it now for the next few days. That's right. In our days, it's more so. I don't know what Moshe would have said. I know people in America. I'm saying here in England, the Olam Zicha uses the long clock. It could be in America. I don't know what they do. But like you said, Zicha things change. Moshe not saying it's awesome. It's just saying that in his days that you can't use the Ramah because it used to be that you set the night before you go to bed.
Right, to stay on. He goes off
at 12
o'clock in the morning. Right, and
he buzzes
that he goes off. Who said I set it the night before?
Yeah.
There's certain things which is acceptable.
Like you can put on. So I'm just saying his chumra, it's mutter because people. But the heta is, like we have to understand. Heta is because it's something that everyone knows that you set in advance. The air conditioner, no one's going to tell you. I'm saying nowadays, but even a loud air conditioner makes a lot of noise. No one's going to tell you it's a problem because it's something which you, before Shabbos or in the morning, a few days before, you set every day it goes on and off. So it has to be something people know you do before. But a wash machine or a dishwasher is a problem because of Hashemah's code. You can't leave your dishwasher on or put on a time switch. It should go on Shabbos. Now, if Falk says, Falk brings it down, if you have a cleaner, you say, nothing wrong, your cleaner comes to your house, making big shower brochures, the cleaner is coming and tidy up the shower brochures, so you can tell the guy, please get the room sorted and clean up. Even though you didn't tell him to use a Hoover, the cleaner can't use the Hoover. Even though mitzad amir l'akum there's nothing wrong, because he's doing it for you, not because you told him, he's just doing it because he wants. Because there's Hashemah's code. The Hoover makes a lot of noise. So you can't use the Hoover. So the guy, you have to stop the guy using the Hoover.
That means if one day they'll make a Hoover with no noise, no problem.
I don't know. Yeah. If the guy is doing it for his own benefit. Like the guy washed up the dishes, he's allowed to use hot water. Even though we can't use the hot water. But the dishwasher can't put on because it makes a noise. The hot water you can use. He's doing it for his own benefit.
He can brush
it, yeah. But he can't use
the
Hoover. Even though it could be a problem of Malab and whatever. But he's doing it, so you didn't tell him how to do it. That's the problem of Hashemah's Koy. There's a Beis Medrash Chodesh, you have a carpet. Yeah? A lot of places not, but there is a carpet. So they have some Chosoyah on a Friday. They had a big problem. Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's a big place. They've got Hamda, I don't know how many people davening there. You can imagine how the mess looks after Simchas Torah. And it's a Friday, and you want to ask the guy to clear up. So they ask the fuck, what should we do? We're not going to tell the guy how to do it, but obviously he's going to use the Hoover, because that's pretty the only way how to clear up. What should we do? Okay, Hashemah's code. So the fuck told them, I'm going back a long time, I'm saying a couple of years, he told them, you should lock up the place. No one should be allowed to be inside. Lock up. For cleaning. What are people allowed to use that? Then no one can hear that from outside, not going to hear the Hoover. So then it's more. Like the Moshe says, the alarm clock. If it's only inside your bedroom, no one outside can hear it, it's mutter.
If we all went out, now there's a dude in the Hoover.
If you don't tell him, and you all go out. Yeah. I'm just saying over what Falk told them. It doesn't happen so often. I don't think so. That was upset. Everyone knows that Chodesh is locked on Simchas Torah on Friday. I'm saying, I asked a few people. No, I don't know why they're doing it. Probably just to help.
So she's going to be in the morning and clean that and wash the dishes. We're on shul. She locked the door. She put the dishwasher.
She could, but I'm saying you might. Yeah. According to a park, you can do that.
No problem. We're going to ask her this morning. The cleaner's there. She can do all the cleaning.
But you have to make sure that you're all out. No one is coming in. Very likely, I'm saying, usually a dishwasher takes an hour and a half. That by, you don't know when she's going to put it in, and by the time you come in, when it's the middle of working, it's not, I'm saying, yeah. But that's the idea what they do. There's a big tzoyach, again, if you come to mind, here in Shul is a big tzoyach, and that was the only way. I'm not saying everyone should do it.
Yeah, I'm saying, how do you
not? No, al pi halacha, it should work. I'm saying, you have to. Could be there's a chashash that you're going to come in the middle of everything. But yeah?
Should stop.
You should stop. Fine, that's okay. But the dishwasher is not going to stop. The dishwasher is not going to stop. Yeah. No, but in the... Yeah. So that's the.
Soon
look at that. Now going back to our case, we've got this tape called Geschmacki music. You can't set before Shabbos the tape because it shouldn't go on in the middle of Shabbos because of Hashmaskoy. You left on before Shabbos by mistake. It was really Mekhoyev to turn off before Shabbos, but or you were shik or whatever, it didn't happen. You left on. Now, middle of Shabbos. So I can hear that you should do something about it. Besides that, it's embarrassing that you don't want people to come into your house. I'm saying it could be mitzvah daloch. We're going to tell him, try to find a way how to stop this noise because of Hashmas Koy. So, number one, I'm saying, since this sign has been up, a few people came over. Oh, no, this happened by me. I was the first year of the I got mad and forgot to turn off. So he told me what he did was he took blankets and pillows and he put them on top of the speakers and everything was over. There was no music or anything. But not always, it depends where the speakers are. I'm saying, yeah. If it's shaykh, just to cover them with a pillow and a blanket, that's the best thing. It doesn't involve any malachas. If you can't do that, then you want to get hold of a goy. So the shaykh is hard to do it. If in Amir Akum there's two things, a few halachas. There's one halacha of remes. You don't tell the goy what to do, only by remes. And there's something of Amir Akum where you tell him what to do. By remes means that you only saying over a story. Don't ask him to do a malacha for him. You just, let's say in our case, you could go out on the street and tell the guy, listen, I've got loud music in my dining room, I can't fall asleep, disturbs me. You just tell him over the story.
I'm not
after
John.
Yeah, maybe you can say that. And then the guy says, do you want me to do it? So now it gets a bit more, it gets very dodgy over here, exactly. Oh yeah, please come and do it. That's already a problem, because now you're telling him to do it. So it depends. Not every guy understands the remes. The remes is the whole idea of remes is that you don't tell him what to do, and you're hoping that he's going to do it for himself. He's going to understand what to do. But if you can do it by remes, then again you can ask the guy and just go outside and tell him, listen, I've got something. If it's the music disturbs me, and then if he comes in, it's good. But as we say, it's not always so easy to do a remes. And even by remes, there's a big, there's a shail in the poskim, because he's doing a melacha for you in your house, so you have to stop him. I'm trying to find, is there a way that even Amira telling him is mutar? Oh, now, Amira, to tell a guy to do for you a melacha d'oraisa, zichas. To tell him to do a shvus, is mutar b'mokim tzoyach. B'mokim mitzvah. So here, the shail is, well, you're going to ask the guy to come inside, and turn off the tape recorder. Is that a malacha d'oraisa or d'rabon? So what's the shaila? The old shaila, electricity, chashmal, d'oraisa, d'rabon. So here we've got two swords. Number one, we know it's a major machlokes. Minchas Yitzchok and Rupalk, other poets can say that even though usually we choishish that electricity is also in Atayah, but here it's Amir Le'akum. So for Amir La'akum, we can take on like the poskim that chashmal, electricity, is only Issa Drabona, to be able to make a shvus to shvus. Even here, it's a bit better. Because even if we're going to say that chashmal is also in Atayah, but what are you going to tell him? You're not going to tell him to switch it on, to switch it off. So what's to turn it off is soisa, it's a mekalkin, really breaking. What's the problem? Making electricity is boina. Now, when you turn off, you're breaking, you saw yourself, but it's mekalkel. So it could be that anyway, midarabon, even according to the Chazon Ish, who says that electricity is also not there. So now you've got the tape called the running. When telling him to turn off is a shvus of Amir La'akum. When you're telling him to do a shvus of electricity, even mokum tzoyech is mut. Now, what's a tzoyech? I have to find a tzoyech. So one tzoyech could be, if it's really embarrassing, you know you've got guests coming, or you want your friends to come over. So it's a kvoit habriyas. It's not, if there is such a head of, it's a shvus, b'mokum, kvoit habriyas. So you can ask the guy to even tell him to turn off because it's shvus, b'mokum, kvoit habriyas.
Then
just go to Shabbos. Oh, so now I want to say that I'm not sure about it, but if we started off saying this, that Be'etzim, there's a problem of Hashma's Koy. It was also for him to leave on before Shabbos, and even now, if the, like we're saying, you have to stop the cleaner using hoovers, it's something which is Hashma's Koy now is Be'etzim also. So it's a mitzvah for you. Abonim don't want you to have noise in your house. So it's a mitzvah for you to get the goy. And like we know, Shavuos to Shavuos, but Mokim mitzvah is mutter. Shavuos to Shavuos, but Mokim mitzvah is mutter. So here, there is a mitzvah. Because we don't want you to have a noise. We don't want you the table water to be on. So it could be that's another spot to be able to ask the goy. Like by Tchumim Lamashe. If the Eruv broke, the Eruv von Mechitza or Shvil snapped. And now it's people are not aware that the Eruv broke, so they're going to carry outside. So you're allowed to ask the goy to fix the Eruv in order that other people shouldn't be over on Issa the Abonim. As we know, Eruv only helps if it's a Karmel, is it? Issa the Abonim, then the Eruv helps. So I'm saying, without the Eruv, it's only Issa the Abonim. And in order that people should not do an Issa the Abonim of carrying in the Karmel, we allow you to ask the goy to fix it. So he also, in order it shouldn't be over on Issa the Abonim of Hashma's Koil. Of Zivzul Shabbos, whatever people, if you're going to allow you of Shavuos to Shavuos to ask the goy to turn off. Also, if it disturbs you, can't fall asleep, depends. If it was a Geshmak in me, then it could be a volume, very high volume, and you're going to hear it all the way up, and you're not going to be able to fall asleep. Then again, you got a Tzoyah, because you disturbs you falling asleep. So, you got a Tzoyah, Shavuos to Shavuos, it's going to be Mutter, so you can ask a goy to come inside.
Now
kick
the
tech board around, the issue. Switch off. If I kick it around,
this automatically
make a switch. No, we can't. Yeah, no, we're not going to be matzik on the anyway, even the kilach yad is also mid rabbonim. Every shina is also mid rabbonim. So the only heta is, there's a heta called shavuos to shavuos. Amir la'akum is mutter when it's shavuos to shavuos. That's mutter. You just have to, it has to be a tzoya. You're saying either there's a tzoya because you can't fall asleep, or there's a tzoya because you're embarrassed, the guests are coming and there's music here because it's running, it's embarrassing. Or even if it could be because it's a mitzvah, because Be'etzim we're not allowed to have noise, Hashma's Koil, not allowed to have the tape got on. So it's a mitzvah, and that's why you can ask the guy. Yeah, it's only the Abonim. Because by me and Akum, we take on that any electricity is with the Abonim. So you can, you can cover them, if you can cover the tape recorder with blanket, that would be the best. It doesn't involve any Yisurim. You can ask the Remes, if you can't do it, the Remes, you can't cover it, then it might be a Shavuos to Shavuos, the Mokrim, or a Toyer, you can even ask the guys. I hope it's not going to happen, I'm sure it will happen. Fedech and Purim.